Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
CarolHowinski@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. And could I please have your zip code, please?
34453.
Thank you, ma'am. And I did locate that account for you. Could you please verify your address, ma'am?
1796 Eastgate Dancer Circle, Inverness, Florida.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do see it's for the Bites Hub, which is an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better. I do see where someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. I do see where they attempted to charge you $49.89.
And why did they charge that? It said that they would charge me like $2 or $3. That's why I called. I just called the guy because I got a fraud alert on this. So I just called this number.
Thanks, guys. Kyle, that was a disappointing loss for you. I thought.
So I'm saying, why? You know, I called and said, why are you charging me $49.89 when it says it's $3.50 or something like that? And he says, I don't see anything. Well, then I realized it's because my card was caused this as a fraud alert. So
yes,
I said,
ma'am.
Go ahead and send it through, but I'm not paying $49.89 just to maybe win.
Yes, ma'am. I get it. I understand. It doesn't look like your charge went through. It doesn't look like he was able to send it through either. So you'll have no future charges or no charges whatsoever from us. Since the $49.89 was declined and did not go through, ma'am.
Okay, but what was that $49.89 for?
Yes, ma'am. It was for an app called the Bites Hub. It gives you.
Okay, never mind then. Yes, please.
Oh.
Please cancel me out then, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You are definitely canceled. You'll have no future charges, ma'am. Just like this one, it did not go through.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day, ma'am. Bye bye.
Bye bye.